This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about spiritual consistency. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. There are two images that Paul paints when he describes our relationship with Christ. The first image is one of motion. He states, since you accepted Christ, you must continue to follow him, walk after him, pursue after him. So movement and change and forward motion is implied. The second image is one of consistency. Paul goes on to state that we are to let our roots grow down into him and to build our life upon him. So standing firm in strength, immovable foundation is implied. So what does spiritual consistency look like? According to Paul, it looks like immovable motion. You see, spiritual consistency cannot be defined by the absence of change. It must be defined by our unwavering connection to Jesus, our shepherd. John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Many believers can fall into the trap of spiritual stagnation and call it consistency. They structure their life from established patterns rather than pressing into his voice. Sure, established patterns can be reassuring and comfortable, but are not always life-giving, at least not the life that Christ has provided for us. If you've been following Jesus for any period of time, you would know that he is comfortable confronting your comfort level. Many times we say we want more of God. We say that we want more of what he's doing, but then we become resistant to a new way of thinking and a new way of doing things. And what becomes difficult is when God wants us to change something that has worked in the past and was life-giving at one point. Joshua 5:12. No manna appeared on the day they first ate of the crops of the land, and it was never seen again. From that time on, the Israelites ate from the crops of Canaan. So the source of provision stopped after 40 years of depending on it, and it was never seen again. So the Israelites had to make a choice. Were they going to trust in the old way of doing things or embrace their new season? You see, their mindsets and expectations, strategies had to change if they were going to survive. Now, it's important to point out that God allowed them to taste their new season before he stopped sending the manna. Talk about the grace of God. Mindsets and strategies and expectations that were essential and necessary for one season could now be a hindrance in their new season. Now, will we be rooted in Christ or our routine? 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's safe to say that most people desire change only when something is negatively affecting them. If something's good and it works, why change it? Now, this verse is declaring that there is an ever-increasing glory, meaning the goodness of God does not allow us to remain stagnant in a place of glory. He expects us to follow him into ever-increasing glory. Many of us delay breakthrough because we're unwilling to break through our own comfort level. Just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your life be built on him. Then your faith will grow in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness.